Anne Gurmond, spiritual leader of Northern Ontario's Anglicans, is calling for prayers for the British royal family. "It is with deep sorrow we acknowledge the death of Her Majesty the Queen. Even as we remember with profound gratitude her life of great devotion and service," Gurmond said in a letter issued as Archbishop of the Diocese of Algoma. "I ask every parish to remember the Queen with thanksgiving, to pray for King Charles III, and to uphold the royal family in this time of mourning and transition. While they have the word, royal, in front of the word family, they are like any other family who loved their mother, grandmother, and queen," said the Archbishop, who is also Bishop of Muswani. Her diocesan responsibilities include Thunder Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, Sudbury, North Bay and Timmins. Gurmond is also Metropolitan of the Ecclesiastical Province of Ontario. The Queen had centuries-old constitutional relationships with the established churches of England and Scotland, now transferred to her son, King Charles III. The Sovereign holds the title, Defender of the Faith and Supreme Governor of the Church of England, states the royal family's website. These titles date back to the reign of King Henry VIII, who was initially granted the title, Defender of the Faith, in 1521 by Pope Leo X. When Henry VIII renounced the spiritual authority of the papacy in 1534, he was proclaimed Supreme Head on Earth, of the Church of England. This was repealed by Queen Mary I but reinstated during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, who was proclaimed Supreme Governor of the Church of England. The Queen's relationship with the Church of England was symbolized at the coronation in 1953 when Her Majesty was anointed by the Archbishop of Canterbury and took an oath to maintain and preserve inviolably the settlement of the Church of England, and the doctrine worship, discipline, and government thereof, as by law established in England. On the advice of the Prime Minister, the Queen appoints archbishops, bishops and deans of the Church of England, who then swear an oath of allegiance and pay homage to Her Majesty. Church of England deacons and parish priests also swear an oath of allegiance to the Sovereign. As head of the nation and head of the Commonwealth, Her Majesty also recognizes and celebrates other faiths in the UK and throughout the Commonwealth, the website states. This year marked the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, Archbishop Gurmond told her parishes in her letter. A number of parishes in Algoma celebrated the Queen's Jubilee year by planting trees on their church properties. "Thank you for marking the Jubilee in this way. A sign of your love for her and for creation as we grow the green canopy around our diocese. With citizens from around the world, we rejoiced that she was able to mark this important milestone in her reign, and we gave thanks for the faithful and devoted way she has served these 70 years. Quoting another letter sent to the House of Bishops by Primate Archbishop Linda Nichols, Gurmond said Queen Elizabeth has served with an unstinting faithfulness to her responsibilities and with steady commitment to her faith in her words and actions. Following the tragic events in James Smith Cree Nation this week, Gurmond said, the Queen sent her condolences to those who lost loved ones in the horrific attacks, reassuring those who are grieving that she mourns with all Canadians. I also invite church bells to be tolled as soon as possible, once a minute, for the number of times that mark the Queen's age, 96. Archbishop Gurmond offered the following prayer. O God, from whom comes everything that is upright and true, accept our thanks for the gifts of heart and mind thou didst bestow on thy servant Elizabeth, and which she showed forth among us in her words and deeds. Deal graciously, we pray thee, with those who mourn, especially the members of the royal family, that casting every care on thee, they may know the consolation of thy love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.